Let's bring in Pat Pagano now. Good morning, there, Pat.
And a good morning to you.
Now, Pat, I've got to tell you something. I have to give credit to the National Weather Service for one thing. When they issued their we don't put on air and we don't publicize advisories like what they put on winter storm watches and stuff. We just don't do that because that confuses people. What we have to put on as a radio station is when the EAS goes off and there's a warning. That has to go on the air. That's just part of our contract with the FCC and everybody else. When they came on the air with that, they mentioned that it was going to be a long-duration storm. Mm-hmm. So now, there was a bunch of things that were canceled around here yesterday afternoon. And I'll be honest with you, it got slippery very quickly once it started to snow. We had about an inch and a half, 2 inches of snow. Over the course of the night, though, Pat, we had about, I guess you could total somewhere, depending on where you are, 4.5 to 5.5 inches of snow and just an incredible heavy layer of very wet sleet. So if you tried to shovel this morning, it was tough. I'm going to tell you right now, it was really tough. And we're in a slowdown period, I guess. Now, this is what I want to ask you. The National Weather Service has in that forecast that the snow is going to pick up this afternoon. So I had been telling people, let's wait and speak to Pat and find out what's going to happen here.
Well, it will. Everybody's been saying this has really been a well-forecasted storm by everybody.
Yeah.
Back on Wednesday, we were telling you that schools would be closed today. You know, and that was on Wednesday. It's a two-part storm, and the coastal low is moving south of Cape Cod. And now what will happen is the upper low at about 20,000 feet will cross the Appalachians. When it gets to the coast, it'll take that Cape Cod storm and sort of like, almost like...
suck it in, absorb it?
And yeah, almost. So, you know, people are alluding to it, oh, a second storm. Well, in essence, it is, but it isn't.
Yeah.
It's all part of the same system. They will finally get together and move on out of here tomorrow. So an additional 1 to 4 inches is a possibility through the entire area today and tonight. And then tomorrow, that snow shower activity ends in the morning. In the afternoon, it clears in the mid-30s. We have some sun on Wednesday, low 40s, partly cloudy Thursday, right around 40 degrees. Then on Friday, another cold front moves our way. So we'll start out with some sun. The clouds will billow up in the afternoon. There could be a few snow showers later on Friday. That's with the cold front. And highs will be about 40 degrees. And then because Pat is going to get his tree on Saturday, it's going to be windy and cold. There'll probably maybe be a few flurries around. High Saturday, probably not getting any higher than the low 30s. But as quick as that comes in, it goes out, we'll be back in the 40s on Sunday.
All right, so now with our snow prediction, neither one of us won this year because we weren't in the same month when it got our first measurable snow. So neither one of us won this year.
Okay.
You can't, even though I picked later than you, it can't be in a different month. That's just not fair. So anyway, so we sit here with this weather, and the roads, I'll tell you what, are slick simply because of that changeover, that mixture, and now we need to get more snow. It'll accumulate on the roads even quicker. But you know what they were doing yesterday afternoon, Pat, and I don't like this. I know they do it. They were dumping salt on the roads in advance.
Right.
And Connecticut has this juice that they put. I don't know what it is, but I
yeah, same here.
But still, when it's on the road and it's and your car goes over it,
right.
it's worse than when there's snow, because it there's no snow to help dilute it. It just gets stuck on the underneath of your car, and that stuff is really corrosive. I'll tell you, really corrosive.
I don't know what it is, but it's I don't know. It's some sort of a coating to help snow and ice not stick.
Yeah, and it does work, but it creates slush no matter what. So if the roads are slick anyway.
I worked almost all day yesterday. In case you didn't realize that.
Oh, I realized that, and I sent an email to you. to your guy on Sunday morning. He was funny.
No, that's Anthony Martella was on yesterday.
Yeah. I sent him an email. He got right back to me. I didn't know whether he would or not. But I'll tell you, Pat, early in the season, I tell you.
Well, you know, you remember last year, we had that big snow in November that caught everybody by surprise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens. I was kind of hoping it wouldn't. I was really hoping that we'd be wrong and it would just be plain old, you know, like rain mixed with sleet. But unfortunately, it's not. And now we'll have to see what happens today, because there's that slight possibility that just to the northwest of this upper low, late this afternoon, drive time, into tonight, there could be a heavy band of snow setting up north and west of the low. That would mean northwest Connecticut, down to the Hudson Valley into northern New Jersey. That area can get a band of snow that could drop, you know, 3 to 6 inches in no time at all. So I'm going to watch that real carefully, but it's so difficult to try to predict where that's going to happen. Again, there is a possibility, and we'll be watching it as we go through the day today, because Pat has nothing else to do but to watch this storm and predict where it's going. By the way, my great niece is doing a lot better. Remember, she was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
She has something called I don't know if I'm getting this right, RSV, something like that, respiratory something. And they say it takes, you know, up to 6 days to basically not be contagious. And then it could take up to 4 or 5 weeks to get rid of all the symptoms. So they had the poor little thing on IV and oxygen. But as of last night, the IV was out and the oxygen was down to like 1.5. So she was definitely responding and doing well. So that's another thing off my chest. And we're going to tell you, you know, Thanksgiving turned out okay. Even with the wind, I don't know if you could say they flew the balloons, but they kind of dragged the balloons at Macy's along the ground. But at least they got that in. And Friday was good and Saturday was good as predicted. So all of that worked out well. And onward and upward. Wednesday, I have a two-hour sit at the dentist office, which I'm not looking forward to, but I got to get it done. So off I go there, and that's when they are going to attempt to put in my permanent teeth. So they're 2 hours for that. And Saturday, I go for the tree. Sunday, we're in the city shooting the movie. And that's my entire week.
All right. Now, did you see the pictures on Thanksgiving Day Parade of what happened to the Uncle Sam balloon and the Spider-Man balloon when they were blowing them up?
I didn't, but I heard they had to take them out of the parade.
Because Uncle Sam was leading the way and Spider-Man had fallen over. And his head was in between the legs.
Oh, no.
Uncle Sam, as Uncle Sam was laying on his face, Spider-Man's... It's the funniest picture I've seen in a long time. Spider-Man was... well, it definitely was interesting. You have to Google picture of Spider-Man and Uncle Sam Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Isn't that funny? I will do that.
It is funny. It's hilarious.
That's very funny. And also, I saw a movie over the weekend that I loved. I don't know if you would like it. It's on cable. The Escape Room.
Oh, I've seen that. The Escape Room. With what's her name? What's it in it?
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I mean, it's not bloody, but I liked it. I thought it was real good thriller. What did you think?
Oh yeah, there was some gore and stuff like that, and the good guys win in the end. But still, no, it was a good movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I did get to see The Irishman.
What do you think about it?
parts of it. I was falling asleep. Too long. It's 3 hours and 45 minutes. Right. It's too long. There are some implications there that I don't believe. I thought the actors were too old to play the part. I wasn't thrilled.
I loved it.
Yeah, a lot of people did. I wasn't thrilled.
Because you realize that to make them even older, do you realize that they use computer graphics with them?
No,
It wasn't done through makeup. It was done through computer graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Good thing for them.
That's right. And to make them younger, they did the same thing, too. Well, that's The Irishman. The Irishman.
The Irishman.
Which is more about Irish and Italians than Irishman. But anyways.
I totally agree. And yeah, and now that they made that movie, Marshall, can you please tell everybody where the body of Jimmy Hoffa is?
The body of Jimmy Hoffa, I always thought was, you know, I think that's the one thing they got right in the movie. I think that was long gone the minute it happened. I think, you know.
Some people say it's in the cement of the Verrazano Bridge.
Some people say it's in the old Giant Stadium. Yeah, but I'm telling you, think they just totally got rid of it. I think that's in my opinion, anyways.
Yeah.
Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, everybody, be safe on the road. See you tomorrow.
Bye bye. Pat McGann this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.